Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Baby, I'm howling
for you. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. You can talk all day about the woes of the Boston Celtics and the joys of the Boston Bruins. And quick reminder that Thursday is Bruins Thursday, so that means Mike Mulberry will join us at 8:20. This is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, good folks.
What's up?
First of all, sorry about my slip of the verbiage last time we spoke. I don't know why where that came from, but I do apologize.
What happened? I don't remember what happened.
Nothing. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know why. You know, put aside the coaching. I'll leave that to others. There's legitimately an issue there, I think, with Mozilla, but why we can't talk about Jason Tatum when we're talking about the Celtics struggling is beyond me. Going back to Kyle's call, did I hear him say the best player in the NBA?
Yes, he did say that, yes.
Excuse me, I don't think so. You know, when your best player, we put him on the marquee, we give him all the credit. You see the commercials? He's had a Corona and a something else commercial. I see, you know, the NCAAs the last couple of weeks. But you got to talk about him when things aren't going right, and he's a big part of why things aren't going right.
Well, Wiggy, I don't want to speak for Wiggy. I do that frequently, but you don't put any of this on Jason Tatum.
No, because you're the same people that said, well, how do you blow a 19-point lead? So if Tatum's having an off night, you were able to get up to 19. So what is Tatum doing?
Well, I think people are looking at him and asking, when is he going to be a leader? And maybe he is. Maybe that's not the issue.
But what is that? We always have this conversation. What does that mean? When is he going to be a leader? What does that mean?
I think some people want to see the passion from him when games like this happen, where he's the one going to his teammates and saying, we can't let this happen. We're the Boston Celtics.
But that's not,
we made it to the finals last year. We need to get back there.
But that's not his personality.
I understand that, and that's okay. But at the same time, you're saying, oh, well, he had an off night. How many off nights has he strung together in recent history? It's been the last couple of weeks. It's been quite a few. So to hit that type of lull at this point in the season is leading a lot of people to say, well, Jason Tatum isn't having good games, and then he's not leading this team either.
I mean, he's really no longer in the MVP discussion.
No, he's definitely lost some steam, but I never hear people saying about
All-Star game MVP, don't you forget.
Yeah. I never hear people questioning Kawhi Leonard as a leader. He's not a very vocal person. And yeah, Tatum, he struggled at time, and he's still your best player on the court.
But just compare it with the Bruins. Like, you know that when they were struggling last week, that you have every confidence in the world that mm-hmm. Patrice Bergeron, the captain,
yep,
is going to, however he does it, is going to sit down and get those guys back
different,
on track.
Different type of personality and a guy who's been doing it for, what, 18 years? So you're talking about a guy who's been doing it for 6 versus a guy who's been doing it for 18 years, and their personalities are different. Like Jason Tatum, that's his personality.
I think people are just seeing the contrast right now between he and Jaylen Brown. And yes, I don't want to put the Jays up against each other. We've been down that road before. It seems like they figured out how to play together. It seems like they're on the same page. But Jaylen Brown.
Have you ever seen Jaylen Brown balking on people?
I don't know, but I'm seeing him.
Never. I mean, you can't say you don't know Courtney and then say, well,
I don't need you to bark, but I think that if you are an MVP caliber type player, then you need to talk to this team and say, we as a group need to figure it out. Apparently that hasn't happened yet because we're still having the same conversation night in, night out.
Who's the alpha on that team? Marcus Smart?
I would say, like, personality-wise, yes, it's Marcus Smart, right? No different than what we see in Golden State with Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry.
Yeah, but Steph's still the alpha of that
no,
team.
No. Steph is the alpha in the sense of on the court. But when you talk about the post-game stuff, we just talked about Tatum the other day, talking about how he put it on himself. I got to be better. I got to do better things. Mm-hmm. His personality is not the type.
Who is Jason Tatum's idol? Who did he listen to and read a text message from?
Kobe.
Okay. Bryant. So why doesn't he act like him a little bit?
Well, because you know why? The same way Kobe, when Kobe first got in the league.
We're not first. We're well past first.
Well, when Kobe got in the league 4 years, you know.
Well past 4 years.
Well, what's he after 5 or 6 years for
Tatum? Six, 7 years of the NBA. That's not first in the league.
Well, I'm not saying, but his personality is completely different than Kobe. You can't ask somebody to be somebody they're not.
But he looks up to Kobe.
Just because you look up to Kobe doesn't mean you have Kobe's personality.
What is Kobe famous for? The Mamba mentality.
Right. But
so you don't think that he wants to have some of that in his game?
But it's a personality trait.
I also think you can ask people to be something that they're not in sports.
No,
yes, you can. You look at somebody who's making millions of dollars, who's the best person out there on the court, and you said, you need to be a leader. They do it all the time.
Yeah, but you're asking somebody to have a personality trait that they don't have. If your personality trait, like I played with Troy Brown, his personality trait wasn't rah-rah yelling and screaming this, that, and the other. Same we have Ty Lauren here. He told you he was the same way. If that's not your personality trait, you can't be like, oh, because you're the leader, your personality trait needs to be like this, or you love Kobe, you need to mimic his personality. That's not who he is.
I mean, it's just like we're going to have some other excuse. Like last season, you get to the finals, you can't close.
That's a different conversation, Greg.
The excuse was that Jason Tatum was fatigued. That was the excuse. You heard it from him and you heard it from everybody. It wasn't Ime didn't coach right. It was Jason Tatum was fatigued. Now this team, I mean, they're going to get bounced in the first round.
Right, and it's not.
It's awful.
But it's
like they were so good
first
half of the season. And I'm sorry, that a lot of that is on Jason Tatum. If you want to be the MVP, you want to be the guy, you want to be the alpha, then it's on you if your team blows a 19-point lead.
And Kobe won a title 6 years in, which is really like five, because he did not go to spend 1 year at Duke the way Tatum did.
Right, and just like what we talked about with Michael Jordan, when Kobe won a title his first year in the league, who was on that team?
It wasn't his first year in the league.
No. When he won his first title,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. He had the most dominant player in basketball.
And he had Phil Jackson.
Right. And he had an amazing coach, right?
And Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen.
Phil Jackson.
Right. So, yeah. So you.
And also, what's this thing with Mrs. Pippen where she announced on social media over the weekend that they used to have sex four times a night?
Four times a night for the 23 years she was married.
Great bounce back by Pippen. I tell you what.
I mean,
how was the guy able to play any basketball?
Talk about
after
the guy's
that.
The top 50 player in the NBA. Hell of a bounce back.
Shannon Sharp tweeted it and said, that's why Pip was plagued with back problems throughout his career.
My Lord.
That team with those players, you had Pippen having sex four times a night, and you had Jordan flying in from freaking, Vegas after losing $700,000 playing craps all night, the next day showing up and winning a game.
And you had Rodman running around Vegas banging anything that moved.
Hanging with Kim Jong-un.
But I think you guys are caught up too much in Tatum needs to be yelling, or Tatum needs to be like.
No, we just want him to be winning.
Right, but winning is different than the personality that you have. Like when you lose this game and you're up 18 points and your best player has an off night, I don't blame that guy. I blame why weren't you able to coach better? Why weren't you able to?
What about the multiple games that he's played poorly in a row?
Oh, yeah, he's had bad games. But every great superstar has bad games.
The last time he played Milwaukee, he sat. I mean, I get it. It was All-Star time. He wanted to be rested for the All-Star game.
He had to win that All-Star game MVP, Greg.
But he's had great games. There are games that you were able to win because of Tatum.
I just don't understand the excuses, Wiggy. In the NBA, the best player has the most on his shoulders to carry the team to win. When they don't win, he gets the blame. When they win, he gets the credit. It's kind of the deal they all make.
No. But I understand that. But where, if Tatum's playing bad in like the championship finals last year, the reason why they weren't able to win because your best player didn't perform. That's when you criticize him. You're criticizing him because you blew a 19-point lead and he's not getting in people's faces.
So do you think that he has just kind of taken his foot off the gas at this point of the season because he doesn't want to have the fatigue when the time counts?
I think this team has taken their foot off the gas.
Do you think they can
because
put it back?
Because they're buying their own hype.
I think it's buying their own hype, but they're not giving the same type of effort on the other side of the court. The biggest, if you're giving up a 19-point lead, that tells me you're not playing defense. Yeah. Right? So that has nothing to do with Jason Tatum having a bad night. How's he playing on the other side? Is he still competing on the other side? And if you're not competing on the other side as a team collectively, then that's how you blow 19. You guys instantly want to go to Tatum, because he's gotten a lot.
No, I just have questions when it comes to being the guy who we were all chanting MVP for over and over again. You're now at a critical part of the season, and it's not just one game where he's had an off night. We've had a few.
Right, but if your personality, you always say, like, you have anxiety. Things might bother you on what you're seeing. But if I tell you, don't worry about those things, just be this. You can't just change who you are. It's difficult to do that.
Yeah.
So that's my point of when I'm talking about Tatum as a vocal leader.
All right. Celtics continue to struggle. Let's get to the rest of what is trending right now with Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Cape Cod Lumbers, your local Timber Tech dealer. The Bruins shut out the Sabres 7-0 yesterday. Jake DeBrusk had 4 points on the day while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 26 saves. The Bees off tonight. They welcome the Senators to town tomorrow. In football news, it seems like the Cowboys, who were very high on OBJ, are out after a trade they made with the Texans to get Brandon Cooks. Devin McCourty made news over the weekend. He is well into his media career. He tweeted out, "I'm new to this, but Patriots just agreed to terms to bring back special teams ace Cody Davis back on a one-year deal. Special teams had a big drop when Cody went down for the year. Veteran leadership and elite play back in Foxborough, LFG."
Well, that's not fair if he's being fed inside information like that. That doesn't
why you got to
right.
get him. If you're a radio station or a TV station, hire Devin McCourty.
But isn't he the one who told us, don't believe the information that people say they're being fed?
Fair point. The Red Sox were in action yesterday as well. They beat the Phillies 9-5. Red Sox spring training continues today at 1:05. Sox and Pirates. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. And happy first day of spring. The countdown to opening day at Fenway is just 10 days away.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
Early weather forecast for the home opener, Curtis?
We got about 62 degrees, winds out of the south-southwest,
okay.
Dew point at 41, Sox win 5-2.
Excellent. All right.
And what's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? You can see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech Advanced PVC and composite decking is everything wood should be. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLCO.com.
Good morning, Boston. 34 degrees and sunny right now. Afternoon high of 52.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Celtics struggling big time at the moment in which you don't need them to be struggling at all. And this is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
What's up?
So I feel like when we talk about the leadership aspect of things, where you're talking about Jason Tatum or you're talking about Bergeron, or, you know, Wiggy brought up Troy Brown and how he was a leader, but not a rah-rah guy. That makes a great point, Wiggy, that, you know, Troy Brown led through, you know, by his example of how he played and how he conducted himself around the facility, et cetera. The thing with Jason Tatum is he is the top player on that team. So even if he doesn't, if he's not that type of personality, not that kind of guy, that's fine. But I think what some people are concerned about is the fact that regardless of that, he doesn't really seem to do anything in a leadership way at all. It's almost like, you know, he's just there, you know, to score points and try and win games. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. You know, it just doesn't seem like there's any passion from this guy that would lend itself to a leadership role, that he can take any route he wants to do, but he's not doing any of the above. It's kind of like you've got other guys that are doing something and saying things, and he's just there, you know, to score when he can and pass when he has to. And it doesn't, there's just nothing there from him.
I mean,
see, that's where I disagree, because he's second on your team in rebounds, so he's showing the effort. He's your best defensive player with guys with a minimum of 2,000 minutes, so he's showing he's playing on both ends of the courts. So when you say...
But isn't, when it comes to the greats in the league, wasn't that the thing with them, was that they would put the team on their back?
Okay.
And, like, you bring up Kobe, you bring up Michael Jordan.
Right.
You bring up Larry Bird.
Okay.
Like Magic Johnson, like those guys would, if the team was struggling, they would win the basketball game for you. That's not, it doesn't seem like you get that from Jason Tatum.
Well, I didn't hear anybody complaining the other night when they played Portland. And they were in Portland. Where were all you guys complaining about Tatum then?
What are you talking about? You don't complain when a great player plays well.
So if you were now going to compare him.
You're like, you just are so bizarre.
No, it's not bizarre. It's not bizarre. You can't sit here and complain about how he performed last night, but then the other night,
yes.
I don't.
I didn't hear
you guys beating the drum like, what a great leader Tatum was in Portland.
Stop,
what
a great night.
A great player should have great games. Like, he had a great game.
Right.
So what's there to say there?
When you have a bad night, great players have bad nights.
Okay, but you ready for this, guys? You ready for this? When a great player plays great, we expect it, which is why we call them a great player.
Okay.
When a great player plays poorly, then we call them out because they're not playing up to the level that we expect from them. I don't know why this is difficult
to comprehend. It's not difficult to comprehend, but the conversation is, why is this team not playing well? You instantly want to put it on Tatum's shoulders. That's where I disagree.
Right, because it is the NBA, and the best player gets most of the blame and most of the credit.
Okay, so then I would say this. He might be one of the best players in the league if you ain't talking about Giannis, or you ain't at this point in time, you know, maybe talking about other, maybe Joel Embiid.
Embiid,
because he's your best player. Your team is what? Second in the Eastern Conference. He's proven that he can carry a team to the NBA Finals. What is Joel Embiid?
Disappear.
What is Joel Embiid did in his NBA Finals? Oh, I forgot. That's nothing because he's never been there.
Who's crediting Joel Embiid?
What has Nikola Jokic done? Oh, that's nothing because he hasn't been there. What about Luka Doncic? My point, Curtis, and when we're, like my man Kyle said, when we talk basketball, is you criticize Tatum, but you don't criticize any. You say, why isn't he more like Joel Embiid?
I could give two poops about Nikola Jokic. I could not care less about Joel Embiid. We live in Boston. we talk about the Celtics. Okay.
So then if you're going to compare him to Bird, then that's not a comparison that you can make.
Yeah. Okay, here's TC. Hey, TC.
Yeah. Wiggy, it's you're out of your mind, man. This is what it just boils down to. The guy that just called, he's exactly right. And I'd like to add to what he said. Basically, this is what it is. Jason Tatum is a passenger. When you have all these skills and, you know, you want to be the MVP and this and that, you have to eventually take responsibility for how your team does. Whether you're playing great every night, you playing great isn't good enough because you're not winning. You have to figure it out as so to be a leader, you don't have to be screaming at people, okay? You just can't be a passenger. Jason Tatum's a passenger. I don't want to count on a passenger. I want to count on a leader. And that's just the bottom line. Those are the facts. Have a great day.
Yeah.
How's he a passenger? Your team is third in the Eastern Conference because of him.
Oh, you just had him at second. Well, like 20 seconds ago.
I messed up.
Well, they keep losing games.
Well, if you're
what about Jokic?
No. You're the one who goes, well, how's he like Bird? How's he like Magic? How's he like Jordan? Well, he's not like Kobe in those plays. Kobe won five titles.
You haven't
even
mentioned John Morant. Has Tatum ever brandished a gun?
You're like, well, what about Kobe Bryant? He's got the Mamba mentality. He's the Mamba. Why isn't he like Kobe?
He's
Kobe got five
one.
Championships.
I didn't bring up Kobe Bryant.
You brought up Kobe.
Nope. He did. Tatum did.
You said
over and over again. He brings up Kobe.
You said this is a guy he looks up to.
I just said in general.
Uh-huh.
When you look at this particular league,
okay,
there are guys that were leaders.
Who?
I brought up several of them before.
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Oh,
Kobe Bryant.
You're bringing up the greatest players of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's who we're comparing.
Jason Tatum was. Going to be one of the great players of all time.
He might be. He ain't there yet. If you're going to compare him to Kobe and Jordan, then there's really no conversation. Why are we even talking about the Celtics?
Well, how long? I mean, the guy has been in the league, Curtis.
For 6 years.
For 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually he's got the mantle is either going to be put on him or not.
Well, and so Kobe was in the league for 6 years until he won his first title. And they put him alongside Shaq. Michael Jordan didn't win his first NBA title until what? Year 7? Year 8? When they added Scottie Pippen? So if you think Jaylen Brown is on the same level as Shaq and on the same level as Kobe Bryant, then I would agree Tatum should already have a championship.
Well, I think the other guys that you keep bringing up don't have the cast around them that Jason Tatum does.
But these are the other guys that I bring up.
I know,
and Greg, if the Celtics do end up winning, then we should credit Jaylen Brown and we should credit everyone else and
you
not
would.
Tatum.
You would. You would look and you would go based on this. The point that I'm trying to make, Curtis, that you'll never understand is you want to compare this guy to the greats of all time. So
right.
If that's a conversation.
Right. He talks about his own presence. He's a very intelligent guy who knows his presence and history.
And he talks,
he's the one who talks about
it.
No.
He's never said, I'm amongst these guys. If this is the conversation, then let's just wait until his career is over.
He talked about his dream being to score the most points ever as an NBA All-Star. Like, I would assume that's one way, and that's a way in which those guys measure who the greats are.
But he also talked about he doesn't care about MVPs. He wants to win a title. How come you never bring that up?
Well, did he care about being the All-Star MVP when he sat against Milwaukee?
But you never bring that up.
Bring what up?
That he said, I don't care about MVPs. I care about winning championships.
Well, it seemed like he cared about it.
No, but you're missing the point.
There are a lot of people out there on this station, on other shows, who say that the Celtics team, Jason Tatum, is selfish. And you have to look at both sides of that because he does say that he wants to win a championship. He doesn't just say what Aaron Rodgers says, you know.
Well, he also said that, quote, it means the world to win the All-Star Game MVP.
Yeah, it's
what else is he going to say?
It's a cool accomplishment for him.
Literally anything other than it means the world.
Why? It's a cool accomplishment
right,
for him.
Right, I would say it's a cool accomplishment.
But
it,
to him,
it means the world.
But to him, it means the world to win an MVP.
Are you on retainer for this
guy? No, but you're making no sense.
I mean, I get accused of carrying Wickswater. Can Wiggy at least be accused of carrying Jason Tatum?
No, but you only
Brady won seven titles before I did his laundry.
Oh, here we go with Brady.
I mean,
what you're only doing is highlighting one thing that Tatum said. You don't highlight.
I'm trying to identify the issue when it comes to the Boston Celtics.
Right,
the issue that happened since the All-Star break,
and you blame it on Tatum
when they started to stink.
Right.
And so I I'm asking, is it Jason Tatum? I don't think it's Joe Mazzulla.
All right. Well, the reason why they blew a 19-point lead last night is because Tatum. I mean that.
Thank
that,
you. Finally, 9:33.
I don't believe that. That's what you morons believe. I mean, Tatum should be covering all five guys.
The poor guy. He's just got too much on his plate.
You are Jason's Giselle.
No. I'm just giving it a buck.
Here's Jack from Portland. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
If Jason Tatum is some worry, a social justice, why wouldn't he stay and try to beat that and help Boston out of that?
I mean, rather than run away.
Tatum as a social warrior.
No, I think you mean Jaylen Brown.
Oh. He's talking about Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I meant Jaylen Brown.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sold on the interview with the New York Times means that Jaylen Brown wants out of here. I don't.
Oh, I would say he's gone.
You think so?
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he don't want to be here.
I mean, he can only get the max from the Celtics. He can't get the max anywhere else.
But
you can do a sign and trade.
Do you think he really cares about the, you know, extra $50 million that he'll probably make up sooner or later?
Probably. don't we constantly hear that it's all about the money?
Well, but when you're getting $200 million,
yeah. I mean, look at how rich Greg is. He still doesn't ever get a free sweatshirt.
When you're getting $200 million, like, do you think Jaylen Brown goes, okay, I'll deal. Give me the $250 million versus the $200 million, and I'll deal with all the nonsense that I have to deal with when it comes to creating my businesses, building my brand, in his mind, buying a home. Like, I think he's probably like, you know what? If I get the $195 million, whatever that is, from another team, I'm cool with that because now I can do all these other things that I want to do.
I think I would also take into account the fact that the owner of the team you're playing for only says glowing things about you constantly. And it seems like the open communication between he and Jaylen Brown is pretty impressive for a guy that you always say plays second fiddle to Jason Tatum. Yeah, of course, Wick is going to be talking to Jason all the time. But the fact that he talks to Jaylen as much as he does, if you believe what Wick says, and I do, I think that plays into it, too. I'd want to feel appreciated by the owner of the Courtney, team, and I think Jaylen does.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Jaylen Brown feels like they view him and Tatum on the same level, Wick?
I actually think that he feels that way more than we do. Every time you hear, and this is different this season than maybe seasons past, whether it's Brad, whether it's Joe, whether it's Wick, every time they talk about the stars of the team, it's Jay and Jay.
So why were they trying to trade him?
Right.
If you believe that they were.
So now you don't believe Woj?
I didn't from the beginning.
Well, I think they were. And when Wick told us that he spoke with Jaylen, that's after they were unable to trade him.
Right.
Well, I think the first go around, they were talking about trading him.
And I think it's smart business knowing what we know now. If they believe, whatever, they have more intel than we do, they knew what he felt before this New York Times article came out, then it would be prudent business sense to trade him if you know you're not going to extend him and keep him.
So meaning that they've known that he feels like there are toxic fans and doesn't want to play in Boston.
It's not an untenable situation. It's not something that Jaylen is, you know, uncomfortable here, but it's not a place that the Celtics believe he intends to stay long term. So Wiggy was right when we were talking about these Durant deals. Get something now if you're going to lose them anyway. That's sort of what Wiggy's point was at the time.
And Jaylen Brown, like you said, it's not every fan, but he also talks about his opportunities in business that might not even be dealing with fans and how he's dealing with some of those things. So you don't think that Jaylen Brown, who seems to be like a savvy businessman, understands the world that we live in and goes, okay, if I can go somewhere else, maybe I have to take a little bit less money, but my opportunities for business and entrepreneurial things will open up endlessly because I'll be dealing with more people that won't just, you know, look at me based on the color of my skin.
And no millionaires taxed.
This is Joe from, oh, I don't know where Joe's from. Joe, where are you from?
I'm from Providence.
What's up, Joe?
Look, I love Jason Tatum. I think he's a great player, but he just doesn't have the it factor. The Celtics, it doesn't appear the Celtics will win unless Jason Tatum changes it up somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they were there last year.
Right.
So what's changed
from last year to this year, and then especially after the All-Star break, that the thing that we talk about they've been doing?
The head coach.
They've been head coach, and they've been giving up a ton of leads. That, I mean, yeah, is Tatum a part of maybe the defensive scheme? And but guess what? There's four other guys on the court. So if you're giving up a 19-point lead, how are you blaming that on Jason Tatum?
Well, the big difference between, I think the big difference between this season and last season is that they've dealt with more of an injury factor when it comes to Marcus Smart and to Robert Williams.
Right.
So that's where the players, the other players on that roster, need to step it up and play and fill that void.
But what drum was I beating when Rob Williams went down?
I don't remember what drum you were beating.
Trade
for more big men. That's what Brad Stevens needed to do. You have no big men. You have no rim protector. You have no guy. Your leading rebounder on the team is Jason Tatum. How is that, you know, so you're struggling there in the sense of your bigs, which are Al Horford and Robert Williams, both are dealing with injuries, and you didn't do anything to maybe go out and get some guys that could come in and help that out.
Curtis Scheim, what was the theme of my lead this morning? Which professional franchise in the city?
That would be the Boston Bruins, Gregory.
Okay. I'm just looking at S. Finn, mm-hmm. who says, only in Boston can your record-setting hockey team get no attention despite winning 7-0 on the second of a back-to-back.
What do you want us to say about the Bruins? The Bruins kick ass. Yeah. What are we going to do?
What was my lead this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. We talked about it in every trending.
I mean, I don't know. What does S. Finn want? And then there was another, somebody else in the Twitch chat, New York Sports Rule, was upset that nobody paid any attention to Bobby Orr's 75th birthday today. Well, we're about to do that right now, I think.
Happy birthday, Bobby Orr. And here is what I think it might. Some people think it's the two titles, it's the incredible run. This is Bobby Orr's finest moment on Twitch. Myself and Bobby Orr. I had that guy, Bobby Orr, sat on the tarmac in Hanscom Field for an hour because I passed out drunk and I got late to this event. He was with Jimmy Fun Patience flying down to Florida. The single most generous man I have ever met. The most talented hockey player maybe of all time is a better person, and he had the patience to hang out and laugh with me, bombed off my ass 500 pounds on the private jet.
Honestly, you do look better now.
Yeah, way better. Yeah.
I mean, you really do. You had a facial fat issue going on back then.
That was not
Plus,
fun.
Bobby Orr is such a nice guy.
He is. He's a great. He's the best.
He is so nice.
He's the best.
He is so nice.
He is, when it comes to legends, mm-hmm. he is the nicest of all of them.
If you're, like, obviously, if you're from this area and you're a hockey fan, you just, like, Bobby Orr, it's like Bill Russell. When you say those names, it's like, and then if you have the opportunity to meet him, you're like, wow. And then he's super cool.
He's always so cool. He's always, like, smoking a cigar, you know, giving away raffle tickets that he pays hundreds of dollars for to nice people around
him. JB in the Twitch chat said Bobby looks younger than me.
He does, Curtis.
Yeah.
Bobby Orr, another guy that wasn't a huge vocal leader.
What?
Wasn't a huge vocal screamer.
What are you talking
about? I don't know if you know that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if you know that.
It was the greatest to ever do it, arguably.
No, I know that.
It's he and Wayne Gretzky.
That's, see what I'm saying? So you don't have to
he
be yelling.
He created a whole new position in hockey.
Yes. It's called the puck-moving defenseman.
Yes,
I know.
Yes,
you don't have to yell at guys to be a great leader.
Okay, yeah, let's get a segment-moving talk show host.
Okay. We will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, depending on how long Bruce plays tonight, Curtis, might be a 7 a.m. start for me tomorrow morning. I haven't used one yet. I have one in my back pocket.
And you played sick last week, and you deserve a stick tap.
Oh, I got that settled. I had strep throat.
Oh,
I went. I did a virtual CVS Minute Clinic doctor's appointment.
Oh, and, okay.
They gave me the amoxicillin. That cleared it right up. It's like 5 minutes. You take one amoxicillin, boom, you're all set.
You are a warrior coming in with strap, man. Well,
you also had a minute clinic at Courtney's wedding.
It also unbearable. By the way, Curtis, there's some breaking engagement news that you wanted to share.
Yeah, so someone has to explain this to me. You know, we all love true love. I hope this person's found it, but Rupert Murdoch, one of the richest media titans in the history of the world, is getting engaged.
Oh, that's nice. How old is he?
I think he's like 90.
92.
92?
Yep.
There should be a rule, like, when you're over 60, you can't be a pilot. When you're over 70, you shouldn't be able to get married.
Engaged to marry for the fifth time.
Wow. Oof.
Well, some people just love marriage.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's 66.
Oh, a spring chicken.
Yeah, her late husband was Chester Smith, a country singer as well as radio and TV executive.
Oh, excellent.
Summer wedding. Get ready.
Make sure you got your prenup ready to go, just in case.
Could you imagine Lachlan Murdoch like, oh, Dad, this is such a wondrous occasion.
But isn't
I see my inheritance just drift away.
This is the best way to swoop in if you're the new wife.
Yeah.
You swoop in, you get put in the will, and then the guy croaks in like a year or two.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well, I feel like they should rush the wedding. I mean, he's 92. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to make it to a summer.
They
wedding.
Are. Summer. Right. This summer.
I have Tommy Boy vibes.
I think it should be next week.
She knows exactly what she's doing. Get married. Get cooked. Rupert, we should change your will a little bit.
We never got to what are we doing this morning, Curtis? Okay. What are we doing?
So this story is about a loveless life. A 37-year-old single influencer. We need to further the definition of influencer because every effing person in every story is listed as an influencer. But she has decided that she's going to go on a solo honeymoon.
Oh,
okay.
Because she hasn't yet found love, but she doesn't want to rush. She says she has many years left. She's frozen her eggs. I'm glad she let us know that.
Okay.
So she is perfectly fertile, and those are ready to be, put together later. But
it's like a solo vacation. Who the hell does that?
Where is she solo honeymooning?
Well, hold on 1 second. I have to find the exact part of the story.
I have no issue with this. I would do the same thing.
You would?
I have a friend who we have made a deal that if she does not find a love by the age of 35, then we will be going on a trip, a few of us, for her fake honeymoon.
But you see the difference?
Fake bachelorette.
So all it is a girl's trip. Would you go on a vacation by yourself?
I would not because I don't like to be alone.
Then this is not kids, you might want to.
Then this is not a, then you don't think this is cool.
So this girl is deciding because she just had another relationship that broke up. I don't know why. And
was
now,
it with Worm?
It was. They had a great dinner at Davio's, though nothing. She's going to the south of France, Venice, Italy, because she loves a gondola ride.
Ooh.
Talk about the most overrated thing ever.
Jesus.
And then going to an African safari.
Oh.
So she's got it all planned. She's
rich.
You ain't got no friends.
I mean, but it just seems like it's a solo trip. It's not a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't she just call it? Like, why is it a honeymoon? Honeymoon is supposed to be with the person, your soulmate.
The most important relationship to have, Greg, is the one with yourself.
Okay.
But you gotta be a real psychopath to go on a solo trip, period.
Yeah, I don't need to go on a safari to have a honeymoon with myself. Like, it's...
How depressing would that be? That's a lot of time with your own thoughts. That would...
Would you ever go on vacation by yourself?
No.
But calling it a solo honeymoon makes it sound so much more pathetic.
Yeah.
Just saying you're going on a trip is perfectly fine. Like, why do you have to call it that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's a lot of anxiety when you're in that situation and you're, what would you say, she's 37 years old and she hasn't found the right guy yet.
It's very eat, pray, love.
Yeah,
but get a bunch of girls together and go on this trip. Don't go by yourself.
Yes.
A, you're putting your...
Safety-wise,
you're putting yourself in a bad position. B, you look like a psychopath going on vacation by yourself.
Right.
Like you're taking photos of all these beautiful places.
I mean, good point in the Twitch chat from S. Finn. Aaron Rodgers just went on vacation with himself.
Right.
That's a retreat.
By the way, different. I have one stat to put a bow on this Tatum conversation, thanks to the great Brian Barrett. This season, Celtics with Tatum on the floor pre-All-Star break, plus 399, fourth in the NBA. Post All-Star break, Tatum with the Celtics on the floor, minus 16.
Wow.
13th on the seas, only better than Marcus Smart.
Wow.
But that's not, we don't want to hold them accountable. That's just, you know, I'm an idiot who doesn't know basketball, according to Kyle. So, but put that in your pipe and smoke
it. It's all in Wiggy's mind, it's not on him. It's on Joe Mazzulla.
No.
Mazzulla's not coaching 6-year veteran Jason Tatum in the right way.
It's all Tatum's fault.
Yeah.
blame Brown, too, because everybody tells me how great of a player he is. Why isn't he picking it up?
Deflection of the day goes to Jermaine Wiggins.
I'd love to see everybody else's stats, too.
After I just gave them to you. He's 13th on the team. The only one worse is Marcus Smart.
Oh, there you go. That's your key defender.
All right, we got to go.
That was quick today.
Yeah, it was. Gresham Foyer next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6, maybe 7 for me. I don't know.
Enjoy the concert.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Mix in some water.
Oh, it's been years. It's been years since I've seen Bruce. I can't wait.
Wiggy, if you go, you will be the Jackie Robinson of Bruce Springsteen.
No, I am good. It's not my real music. I would be bored.
Yeah.
3 hours. After 3 minutes, I'd be like, all right, sing Born in the USA and I'm gone.
That's it? That's all you want? What about Jungle Land?
I don't know which one that one is. I'm going to have to hear it.
Are you the type of person that looks up the set list before you go?
Of course, yeah.
Come on up for the rising.
I just want to see the guy from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
He's passed away.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Gandolfini. Yes.
No, not Gandolfini. The guy in the band.
Pauly?
Not Pauly. The other one. The one
I always screw up Pauly and...
is it Chino or... What the hell's his name? Come on, Sean.
Are you talking about Little Steven? Yes.
Yeah,
Steve Van Zandt.
Yeah, but what's his name in The Sopranos?
Come on.
People are screaming. I am right now, but.
We're up against it. We got to go. Thanks for listening, and thanks for watching this show on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm leaving GA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.